You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV leading industry podcast network. I'm your host, John Imoda, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019 at the Peerless AV booth, in case you didn't know that already. We're proud to be here and even prouder to partner with Peerless AV for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. Today, I am joined with David Cipini. Hopefully, I didn't say that wrong.
It's all good.
You can correct me, please. And with Matrox, correct?
That's right.
And thanks for taking the time to stop in today. Now, for anyone who is unfamiliar with the company Matrox, tell me a little bit about Matrox and what exactly is it that you do and offer?
So Matrox is a company that's been around for 45 years. We've been at Infocom for the longest time now. I can't even remember, maybe at least the last nine that I know of, because I've been here for that period. Matrox builds today AV products. We've got video encoder, decoders, display walls, and KVM product lines, and they all work together over gigabit Ethernet. And so our claim to fame is that we're bringing AV over IP in every way, shape, and form to the AV industry.
Very, very, very cool. Now, today at Infocom in Florida, is there any big announcements that Matrox is announcing that we haven't heard about yet, or maybe I haven't heard about it yet?
So there are two different groups of things. One of them is, like with every show, every company, we've got our new product announcements. So, you know, we launched the Quad Head2Go product, which is a really interesting introduction, heavily in demand by the customer base. Takes a single 4K video and can split it across four different screens. Very easy to use, easy to inject into your workflow. Very adaptable, doesn't need a lot of software to make it up and running. There's our video encoder 6150 gets a free software upgrade to be able to support being an HLS media streamer. So I can stream to a number of downstream people. I don't need a computer or anything hooked up to it. And I can service people all over the world with an HLS stream.
Cool.
You can walk up to the booth and try it out on your cell phone or your iPad if you've got data services. And on our KVM, we introduced a new aggregator product, which allows that one KVM receiver unit to work across many, many transmitters. So, and of course, a whole bunch of other little features, and we're all excited. We have our broadcast division here too. They introduced a new video encoder for webcasting. So that's another exciting new addition. And then separate from that, I'm also running another booth, which is called our AIMS booth, which is trying to bring in an open standards approach to AV over IP. You hear about all these other guys with very competent solutions like Valence and SDVOE and Crestron with their NVX, all in their own right good products, but they're all proprietary in nature.
Yeah.
And our objective is that we think that there was a time that it was necessary because there wasn't an open solution.
Yeah.
But today there is, and that's what AIMS has been pitching. We're a media advocacy body, and we work with the standards bodies like SMPTE and IETF and IEEE and VSF, and we try to bring real standards into market. We just brought this ST2110 open standard into broadcast. It's taken a little while. And now we're going to migrate that technology into Pro AV and give it those few upgrades that are very unique to the Pro AV audience, like needs for protected content support and other types of I/O like USB and Ethernet over the signal. And so these are the types of things that will really help it take a deep foothold. And we're seeing a big interest. The group was brand new, formed in January. And we had the AIMS Pro AV group. AIMS has been around for 5 years, but AIMS Pro AV is really a brand new group.
Yeah.
At ISC, which was our first show, we had about 45 people come to it.
Wow.
But since then, this year, we maxed out the room that we had reserved for us.
Yep.
We were over 130 people, and we had to block people out at the door because it's a fire hazard, but we were really full. So popularity has been growing. And I think it's a very encouraging sign because being an open standard is what really drives an industry to explode. When you're not an open standard, like for example, I have companies A, B, and C, they each have to develop their own method of auto discovery, their own decide on a transport, decide on something. but they're repetitive and not really value add. They're all necessary. Once everyone's on the same standard, all that energy is no longer needed because it's already defined.
Yeah.
And that energy, that creative side of every company has, goes into adding value. And that's when you get the real value to the customer finally delivered. At the beginning, instead of just working on auto discovery, that's already defined and set and standardized. And now I'm going to work on how do I bring extra value. I'm going to make it easier for the end customer. I'm going to provide a more complete SDK. I'm going to provide features that the other guy didn't think of. And the foundation is not something that's like unproven. ST2110 is battle proven in a very picky, very selective industry. Broadcast kit is like over specifying everything and very careful, very conservative, can't fail. TV goes down, people die. And so by AIMS latching onto this as our foundation, but bringing it over into the Pro AV community means that we're bringing something that's proven and battle hardened, and we just got to do some refinement. And the reason why we're at AIMS is one, to carry out our message, and two, obviously we'd like people to join the group and give us their input. Help us drive the open standards of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And let's get that out there and meet everyone's needs. AIMS has over 100 members today. And it's not like we're lacking members, but more perspective is always better.
So normally I would ask you right now, with all these AV companies out there like yourself, not necessarily like you, but with all the AV companies out there, I would ask you, well, how do you separate yourself from all them? But I'm pretty sure you just told me by creating these open standards. My question to that now is, what is the feedback that you've gotten now that you're creating these open standards? Is it good or bad, or a mix of both?
So I think that it's kind of like the expected feedback. I think that a lot of people are watching us with a very careful eye. I think a lot of the smaller guys really like this. The installer level should like this because it gives them a security layer. If the current product that they installed is no longer available, because everything's open standards based, they get a lot more protection.
Yeah.
The guys who are maybe the least serviced are the suppliers like Matrox. But at the same time, now I'll have access to what everyone else has access to. And it's the guy who innovates the most gets the most business. And I'm very happy to compete in that environment. If I'm not going to be able to produce the best products, then I deserve to lose. But if I bring the most value, which I think I can, then I will win the biggest piece.
And makes
so
sense.
Let's let the best company win that battle.
We'll see who wins.
I agree.
I applaud your open standards approach, and I hope that other people are adopting that and it goes well.
Yeah, I'm highly encouraged. And like I told you, I saw more than double the gain of interest in it, and we're really building momentum, lots of contacts. So I'm very encouraged by this.
For everyone that isn't here right now at Infocom in Florida and they can't make it to the Matrox booth, and to see what we're talking about, where can we all go to learn more about it?
So two things. If you want to learn about our Matrox products that we've introduced, and there are great ones that were out there, come to matrox.com, matrox.com. And if you want to learn about the AIMS Alliance and you're interested in that, just Google AIMS Alliance.
AIMS Alliance.
And it'll bring you to our website. All the presentations are there and presented, so you can watch them, look at them, review them, get a feel for it. And if you need any more contact information, all the links for that are up there.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. That's pretty much everything for this episode of the AV Insider, the Trade Show Minute. I'm on a different podcast, everybody. I apologize. I didn't know where I was. That does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. And if you'd like to listen more to our live podcast or read and watch all of our Infocom coverage, you can visit it all at our microsite, which is ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando, come by to the Peerless AV booth, 3429, and say hi. This has been the Trade Show Minute. Thank you for listening.